There it is, the familiar music on WWIB, our glorious day, passion instrumental, 5:45, and that means it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
How's the coffee this morning?
I haven't even made my coffee yet.
This morning.
I slept in.
So, okay.
Yeah. I slept until about 25 after and took a quick shower and got out just in time to talk to you on the phone.
I think it's one of those sleep-in mornings. I set my alarm a little rather than 4, I said, for whatever reason, I thought, let's set it for 3:45. I remember it going off at 3:45. The next thing I knew, I woke up. Thank God it was 4:27. Then I just kind of lingered, and the next thing I knew it was 4:37. It's like, get out of bed, Halverson. So I'm having trouble returning from the Puerto Rican vacation, you know?
There you go. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not meant to be up quite so early in the morning.
Yeah. At times I think that. I saw something on my phone. Here it is. One of those middle-of-the-night wake-ups, about 1:30. National Memory Day today. So what do you know about that as a neuropsychologist?
I forgot that was even happening.
There's something funny about that. National Memory Day is a day celebrating the brain as a function of the human body that helps us to recall events and retrieve experiences from the past. The brain's a big deal.
The brain is a huge deal. You know, I spend my life looking at how people think and process information. Memory being a huge component of that. You know, that's certainly the number one complaint people bring into my office is that they can't remember well. But, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into memory, and part of my job is kind of teasing those things out. You know, I'm as a 50-year-old, I'm also discovering that my memory is not quite as efficient as maybe it once was. And so that's also a factor that we think about.
Are there really things like doing Sudoku and crossword puzzles are the things we can help to keep our memory sharper, better?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think those sorts of things can help the kind of the cognitive activities. The most important we can probably do, which is hard for me to reconcile, is physical activity. The brain is only about 3% of the body's total weight, but it uses 20% of the body's oxygen. And so blood flow is really, really important.
Mm.
And the best way we can manage that is through physical activity. And I always tell people that doesn't mean you need to go out and run a marathon, but, you know, just get your body moving more often than what it is. But certainly that, eating healthier, doing cognitive activities, all of those things can be really beneficial.
I'm going to try to post this on Facebook. It's got a lot of great stuff. Thank you for all of your stuff there. But I mean, it talks about 8 causes of memory loss: aging, head trauma, vitamin deficiency, stress, how to observe memory day, read journals from the past, or start a new daily journal.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, anyhow, I'll try to post that.
That's a really good one.
On our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or on my personal Facebook page. All right, sure. I want to try to close out. I'm ready to be done with Philippians. I mean, it's a great book, but we've been in it a long time. Yep. And I want to get into James. Yep. So why don't you read 19 and 20? I'll share Letters to the Beloved, and then read 21 through 23, and we'll close it out today.
So. Sure. Yeah, it says, "And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God, our Father, forever and ever. Amen."
All right, 19 and 20, Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary on the New Testament says, "I'm more generous than you can imagine." I love that. Underline that. "Let my generosity foster your charity. Sharing your time, money, and abilities with others for the good of the kingdom brings me glory." Final 3 verses of Philippians.
It says, "Give my greetings to each of God's holy people, all who belong to Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings. And all the rest of God's people send you greetings too, especially those in Caesar's household. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit."
And you close it out simply, "As always, greet others in the faith. Believers are everywhere, even in places you cannot imagine. I share my grace universally." Final thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, again, it's about community here, right? I mean, it's both sections there. It's being generous towards others. It's about greeting one another, recognizing we're all in this together. And our relationships are an outflow of God's Trinitarian relationship.
Again, I love that line. started it off. I am more generous than you can imagine. I love that. That's very good. All right, are we ready to start James tomorrow?
I think so, yeah.
That's where Letter to the Beloved all began.
That's where it all began, absolutely. I look forward to getting into that one.
We will go back to that. Thank you, Jason, and remember how he started to write a devotional commentary on the entire New Testament. All right, you can get yours on Amazon, Letters to the Beloved. Heard from lots of early morning listeners who've liked it. Our promise of the day from Psalm 146, verse 7, I provide food for the hungry and justice for the oppressed. Share it again. I provide food for the hungry and justice for the oppressed. And since we're speeding right along here, Barry Adams says in the devotion, our God is good. He has a heart of compassion for the marginalized, the oppressed, and all who need his help. As we read in 1 Corinthians 13:6, describing the character and nature of love from the Amplified, it does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. It's frustrating to see evil prevail around us. Barry says, I think God has placed something in the human heart that longs to see justice for the oppressed. Be encouraged in knowing that this desire comes from God because our Father does not rejoice in evil, but he always rejoices when justice wins out. Today's promise simply reminds us that our God is for the underdog and the hurting. We read in 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29 how he's chosen the weak things of the world to confound the strong, the poor of this world over the rich, and the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Finally, he closes out by saying, no matter what injustice you're facing today personally or what injustice you see around you, be comforted in knowing that our Father understands and he rejoices when justice wins out.
Yes, and so we're into second round matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And if yesterday told us anything, it's that this is where things get really, really tight and down to the wire where every single vote matters, because we even had an overtime win yesterday as Jason Gray knocked off Mercy Me, but we also had a really tight contest yesterday between the Newsboys and Casting Crowns. And today we've got another second round matchup pitting two songs from two great artists. Zach Williams' Old Church Choir is matched up against Christ is Risen by Matt Maher. And only your votes decide which artist moves on. Again, the song can only be used one time. It'll be a different song next round for the winner. But who are you going to pick? And thankfully, we don't have to decide. You do.
Cliff and Spooner going with Zach Williams' Old Church Choir, followed by Sarah Badzinski choosing Matt Maher's Christ is Risen.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. First, I believe we have a result from our drawing from Matt Maher. Excuse me, not our drawing, but rather our CCM Song Showdown. Zach Williams' Old Church Choir against Matt Maher, Christ is Risen. This was a second round matchup, and Zach came off to an early lead. Then there was a nice comeback by Matt Maher, but in the end, by double-digit votes, Zach Williams wins and moves on. So Zach Williams, congratulations, and he will be facing the winner of our next matchup at 8:15. We'll reveal that after the top of the 8 o'clock hour, who those two songs are going to be. But thank you for your participation, your voting, and Zach Williams, if he were here, I'm sure would thank you as well as he moves on to round number 3 of our CCM Song Showdown. And now we've got Tuesday Trivia as well for you, giving you a chance to win the prize.
That's right, and a great prize it is. What do we got for a prize today?
We have a Toby Mac t-shirt centered around his brand new song, coincidentally, featuring Zach Williams. It's called Cornerstone. So it's a jet black t-shirt with, again, some red and white accents that says Cornerstone right in the center. It's a heavy cotton shirt from Gildan, size large. A Toby Mac t-shirt to give to you. Got to pick it up here at the station, 715-723-2555. Halvo came up with a trivia question this morning. We'll see if it stumps you or not.
We've got to be thinking all the time. People talk about radio prep. Radio prep is all the time when you're not in the air. It really is. It's not, you know, digging ditches, but it is this idea, like, what can we do that's not Googleable? And so this is, maybe this is, I don't know, but hopefully it's not. But a nationally syndicated talk show host yesterday, Jim Rome, I heard him say that this particular NFL player is his favorite professional football player right now. Who is it? Who's his favorite? This guy's a top syndicated host in the country as far as sports talk goes. And he said yesterday, this is my favorite NFLer. Who is it? 7232555. Yeah.
Of all the players in the NFL, who is Jim Rome's favorite player? 715-723-2555. 723-2555. You can just guess a random player. That's just fine.
I've got a hint that wants to just climb out of my mouth, but I'm trying to hold it back right now. So anyhow.
All right. 715-723-2555, giving away a Toby Mac t-shirt.
Good morning. What's your guess? Who's his favorite NFL player?
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
No, that's not
Broadway
it.
Joe.
No. All right. It is a current player. I'll give you that as a starter hint. So who is his favorite NFL player who is a current player? Jim Rohn, the syndicated radio host, sang this yesterday. And we could probably play sports trivia every week, but, you know, we don't, we try to shy away from it.
We're just trying to find something that will take more than a few guesses.
Yeah, so favorite host is a great T-shirt. I'd love to win this T-shirt.
And a Toby Mac T-shirt from his new song Cornerstone featuring Zach Williams. That could be yours if you can guess who Jim Rohn just said is his favorite NFL player. Current NFL player, 715-723-2555.
All right.
If you'd like to be on the air and guess.
We got another guess. Hi.
Would it be Aaron Rodgers?
Would it be Aaron Rodgers? Not Aaron Rodgers, no.
Good try. All right, so it's not Joe Namath. It's not the future New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. What do you say? 723-2555. It's a former Packer, okay? I'm just going to say that because the guesses are coming in real slow.
So maybe this will help you out a little bit.
Yeah, so the...
A former Packer, not a current Packer, but a former Packer.
So Jim Rohn, the syndicated talk show host yesterday, said that this former Packer is his favorite NFL player. Who is it? 723-2555 on the Wib Wake Up Show. Hi.
Hello. I got a guess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Leroy Butler.
Oh. Ah, that's a great guess, but that's not it.
Yeah, great former Packer, but again, a former Packer, but someone who's still playing, still actively playing in the league.
So, again, good try, but try again here on WWIB. And keep those calls coming, 723-2555 for this great Toby Mac T-shirt, Cornerstone. Hi.
How about Devontae?
Devontae Adams, good guess. Wish we still had him. Not Devontae Adams.
But that is a current player, so
yeah,
good job
player,
there.
Yeah, current player, former Packer, so we're getting closer here.
723-2555, who is Jim Rohn's favorite NFL player, former Packer?
I think it's Reggie White.
Reggie White. Former Packer, departed, not still in the league, of course, but not Reggie White.
It's a current player. All right, 723-2555. Hi.
Hi, is it Micah Hyde?
Is it Micah Hyde? Great guess. Dealt with some injury issues with the Bills, but Micah Hyde, great guy. Iowa alum, not Micah Hyde.
All right.
I don't need to, I suppose, give a recap of what they're doing now. If it's the wrong answer, it's the wrong answer.
Caleb will give you their college. Hi, WWIB, what's your guess?
Hi, I'm Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, nope. Against someone who's currently playing in the NFL.
I gave this off-air to Caleb this morning, and he got it right away. So
I did get it in one guess.
Good morning to the Whip Wake Up Show. What former Packer is Jim Rohn's favorite NFL player right now?
Clones. Gonna say Brett Maher.
Say it again.
Brett Maher.
That's not
what we're looking for,
answer.
No.
But,
try again.
There we go.
715-723-2555.
He was having fun with kind of the clones thing that Jim Rohn does. Hi, WWIB, what's your guess?
Could it be Clay Matthews?
Clay Matthews, Clay Matthews.
Again, the playmaker. Player, Clay has retired. Good morning, WWIB. Favorite player, Jim Rohn, who's a current player who is a former Packer.
Jair Alexander.
I hope he's still on the Packers. Jair, not Jair.
Yeah, so a former Packer.
Again, he plays currently in the NFL, but he no longer plays for the green and gold.
I think we almost give the answer and just say we stumped him. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll take, one more guess, two more guesses?
Yeah, and there's not any coming right now.
All right. Or we could push this off a little bit later and give you guys a chance to think about this.
All right. We'll push it off.
All right.
We'll push it off till 8:15, and Caleb will accumulate the many answers we've had from Joe Namath to Leroy Butler.
You just don't understand, folks, how pleased we are when we actually,
I know,
elongate a trivia more than just the first person Googling it and getting the answer right. So. Yeah.
All right, WWIB, let's continue on with our Tuesday trivia. We asked a question last hour, and we're going to re-air that, and somebody's calling the line right away.
Maybe somebody knows right away. We're trying to give away a Toby Mac T-shirt. And so nationally syndicated sports talk radio show host Jim Rohn said this player, who's a former Packer, that's a hint we gave you, a current NFL player but a former Packer, said this player is his favorite NFL player right now. And we want to know who it is. 715-723-2555. Here are some incorrect guesses. And again, not all of these are former Packers, and not all of these are current NFL players. But things that were guessed: Joe Namath, Aaron Rodgers, Leroy Butler, Devontae Adams, Reggie White, Micah Hyde, Brett Favre, Brett Maher, Clay Matthews, and Jair Alexander. All incorrect. We are looking for a current NFL player who formerly wore the green and gold that nationally syndicated radio host Jim Rome said, this is my favorite NFL player. Who are we talking about for a Toby Mac t-shirt?
All right, and let's see if this caller knows. Hi, what's your guess? Oh, I got
him. I'm going to pick him.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Say it again.
I said Jamal Williams is getting some noise, so I'm going to say him.
You're going to say Jamal Williams? You're absolutely correct. Yes, Jamal Williams. He of sideline dancing fame.
Yep. Is this Brian and Oliva?
It is.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, he said that yesterday. He played some of the audio from Jamal going to the New Orleans Saints. Detroit let him go after he set a record with 17 touchdowns this year. So way to go, Brian. You got the Toby Mac t-shirt.
You know the Jill, Brian. We'll have your t-shirt waiting for you at the front desk here at the Wib and Wogo Studios in Halley. Congratulations, Brian from Oliva. Yes, Jamal Williams. And now, on to our next order of business.
Yes.
We've got a couple songs in a CCM song showdown here.
We absolutely do. And we're going to close out the second round here on WWIB. Caleb has posted it in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group where you can vote bonus, but also on the listener line at the talk and text line at 396-1670. Phil Wickham, battle belongs against Micah Tyler, even then.
Mm. Second round matchup here, and this is a tough one to see who is going to move on to the third round, and that's what we like, the matchups to be even tougher as we get on, where you have to say, man, I really have to think about who I want to pick here.
Two great artists, one who was at One Fest a couple of years ago, another who was at Peace Church in Eau Claire many moons ago and has risen to quite a bit of notoriety and was a big Dove Award winner this past fall. Phil Wickham's going to go first, WWIB. And Dana Brown is from our Wib board, Wib Incorporated board, and he is a past account manager here at WWIB many moons ago. I've worked here long enough to remember then. Dana, welcome back.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to be back, man. Yeah, me and Tracy, my wife, we're just talking about this morning. It's been 35 years since I was here. So,
man, that's
really?
Crazy. That's crazy. Ah, oh, boy, life goes by like
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
But more recently, tell us what you're doing nowadays.
Oh, well, I direct the Restorative Justice Project out of, it's Eau Claire County, but we do Chippewa County, Dunn County, and now we're doing some things in Tremplo as well. So it's just we're repairing the harm caused by when an offense has happened in the community. We can get it from the law enforcement or the criminal justice system. We work with youth and adults as well,
uh-huh.
Just kind of repairing that harm. So
good, good.
Dana is one of our board members for Wib Inc. We're celebrating 50 years of ministry of this radio station. What has WWIB meant to you and your life, and especially with some of these programs that folks support here during March and all throughout the year when it comes to Wib Inc.?
Well, that was the kind of the crazy thing when you think of 50 years and, you know, 35 years I was here and being a part of this team. I mean, there's nothing like it being part of this team because it's all about the ministry. I mean, mm-hmm. that's really what it is. And every aspect of it, even on the sales side of it, we were all about the ministry as well. And I know that's where, like it is today, the opportunity to get into the business clientele and reach the community in a way that nobody else can.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge with all the programming and everything else going on here for 50 years of doing that consistently.
Yeah, you saw it. You were on the inside and now as a nonprofit board member as well, kind of monitoring. And Carol updates you as you guys have your annual meeting in terms of seeing this is kind of the impact. And we're so grateful, right? I said earlier this morning, as somebody stepped up, we had a $500 anonymous donation. And Elizabeth the Prayer Warrior took us over the top of that. And so it's listeners rallying together, working together.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Everybody coming together. And it's just amazing, even talking with the stewards and stuff, when they brought me on board as a board member as well, as just the heart of what we're doing here is all about the ministry. And again, things that other people aren't able to do because we reach that realm. And some of the things with the things that we've been attached with the Wib is outstanding.
And people may forget as well, too, if you're listening in the Cooley region, if you're listening in Wausau, that translator Marshfield, those translator frequencies, that's Wib Inc. That's Wib Inc. that makes it possible for us to be heard at 94.3 in Wausau, 93.7 in La Crosse, 93.5 in Marshfield. And so, again, without Wib Incorporated, without that vital nonprofit aspect of the ministry here, we wouldn't be blessed with those translators to be able to extend the reach of the programs and ministry in general of WWIB Radio. And so that's an important thing as well, too. And so the challenge maybe for folks who are in those areas, if this ministry has been part of your life and you've been blessed by it, It'd be a great day to pledge for Hope and Hoops. As Dan, I don't know if you're feeling like shooting overhand, underhand, granny shot. I mean, really, the choice is up to you for five shots on this little Tykes hoop.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to warm up a little bit. I don't know. Mark was pretty successful with the underhand earlier, so I don't know if we go that route or any, but the pressure's on, I'm telling you.
You certainly could. And again, folks, we've got a great thank you gift to one of our pledgers all throughout the day today. Mycon Cinema stepping up with a wonderful movie prize. And so what it is a family movie and pizza party. Up to 8 people, includes your movie tickets, pizza party, plus soda and popcorn for each guest. That's going to be given to one of our pledgers for Hope and Hoops, 715-396-1670 to text in your pledge, or you can go to WWIB.com/hope or just give us a call.
All right. Well, I think a bit of a surprise in our CCM song showdown.
Yes. And so we had to tally this. Mark's tallying the text. I'm tallying the votes in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And this came down to the wire. And again, single digit votes.
Yeah.
But last minute votes that came in. I mean, seriously, sneaking in under the wire. This is like Tom Cruise sliding under a gate in a Mission Impossible movie. But by just a handful of votes, I believe 4 votes, Micah Tyler wins and moves on, knocking off Phil Wickham. So Micah Tyler is moving on to the next round, and he is going to have his hands full with Zach Williams. That's what makes it fun.
11 before 9, WWIB. We got some more pledges. Thanks to David, who said $5 per shot attempt. All you got to do, Dana, is make sure you hoist it up there, and it's going to be $5 per attempt, $25. Thanks to David. Include him in the Mycon pizza and movie drawing at the end of the day. And also Jeannie and Five in Fall Creek, $5 per make. So there you go.
All right.
All right, very good. Well, we got to get that music ready here. Caleb, final thoughts on others who maybe contributed?
Well, again, we've got a number of different pledges, starting off with Rachel from Ladysmith, $50 flat pledge, Sherry from Bloomer, $10 flat pledge, and Dana himself said he's going to do something similar to what Rod Larson did and said for everyone he misses, he's going to give $20 to Wib Incorporated as well, too. So that puts a little bit more pressure on you, Dana.
Yeah, it does. Pressure's on, I'm telling you, following suit to everybody else.
We got the music cranked up, ready to go. Give it your best shot, Dana Brown from the Wib Incorporated board.
All right, Dana striding to the line. First shot underhanded off the backboard and good. He is 1-for-1.
Perfection so far.
Second one on the way. Off the backboard and good again. 2-for-2.
Working that board well.
He said it was good that he got some practice shots up. Third one off the backboard, off the rim and out.
Sticking with the same
ball. 2-for-3, though.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth shot here. On the way. Perfect. Nice. Splashed it.
I'm noticing he's backing up a little each time.
All right. He's going for 4-for-5 here. Fifth shot on the way. Off the backboard and good. 4 out of 5.
Good job.
Congratulations, Dana.
Off, man.
Way to go. Woo, you can sit down and have a great day.
I got a workout in there as well.
Fantastic. Are you glad you took the warm-up shots?
Definitely, boy, because as Caleb saw, it wasn't good when first few shots.
That's why you practice. Makes perfect, or almost perfect, 80%.
You got to work the rust off. Way to go. Boy, remembering back, 35 years ago we're here, it feels like, if not yesterday, it feels like a couple months ago. So 35 years can fly by.
Yes, it can. A lot of life's treasures in that
that's
time,
right.
That's for sure.
But thanks for sticking with the WWIB as a ministry and serving on the nonprofit board with others who do, Terry Moulton, Rob Gerber, so we're really appreciative. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate all those guys, so thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Dana, and again, thanks for supporting us during our March Hope and Hoops. That Mycon pizza and popcorn party, and you got the soda, and what am I forgetting, Caleb?
Pizza, popcorn, and soda for up to 8 people, and your Mycon movie tickets
movie,
as well, too. So
yeah. That's what makes it so fun.